blessing of the Lord is so much more than material things. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth Copeland and Jeremy Pearsons for an in-depth look into the eternal riches of the blessing.
Welcome, everybody, to Friday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. All this week, Jeremy Pearsons has been here talking about the spirit of faith. Praise God. And particularly in the area of his ministry, he is director of all of our junior high and high school age young men and women at Eagle Mountain International Church, and associate pastor there in the church, but also for all of KCM and our outreach to young people. And there's just this just a tremendous move of God that's going on out there in our schools, and you don't hear anything about it on the news media. All you ever hear is the bad stuff, but I'm telling you, the good stuff is going on in it, Jeremy.
Amen.
And this is part of it. They're alive to hearing a message of a pure life. Mm-hmm. They're alive to hearing the word of God about the spirit of faith. These kids are not just willing to live for something. They're willing to die for something, man. And not having that is what's made them over the years so subject to all of the ugly stuff out there. Mm-hmm. But now, this whole thing that you brought us all this week, asking these different questions that all come out of the fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written. Now, our faith is according as it is written. That I believe, and therefore I speak. We believe, therefore we speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also.
Amen.
Amen. That's spirit of victory, if it's spirit of faith.
Sure is. That whole chapter is a spirit of victory. In the face of persecution, in the face of pressure, the face of trials and circumstances, that's the spirit. The spirit of faith will cause you and lead you to victory every single time.
Now, bring us down to this, where we are right now, and what you're seeing in the spirit of faith, but also in the blessing of God, God's intent. The first thing he ever said to human being was the blessing. Mm-hmm. It's turned out to be the blessing of Abraham. It's the blessing under which Jesus operated and functioned in the earth. And bring us to the point in this chapter, because I know you're talking to me about it before we even started this week. And this is a powerful thing. So bring us up to that.
The determination that has to take place, and the quality decision, as you call it, that has to be made. When you answer these questions that we've been going through this chapter with, can you believe this? Do you believe this? Yes. What condition is my heart in? Am I a quitter? No, I'm the anti-quit. That's me, you know? And you move on in that. What's my attitude? Is it and or is it but? Is it defeat? Is it victim? Is it victory? You answer these questions. The thing that's made this effective in my life or your life or in anybody's life that has walked this out with any level of success is the determination and the quality decision that this is what is valuable, that this is what you value above anything else. That the Word of God is more precious and more dear and more valuable to you than even life itself, because this is life itself.
When did that really strike you, Jeremy, in your life? When did that really come down to you? Not what your parents or your grandparents or what we had taught and raised you to be, but when it struck you that this is not just something that was precious to my parents, it's precious to me.
It happens, and you know this, it happens in different ways and in different times, and a lot of it depends on, you know, what you're dealing with, what you're looking at right there. And you've said this before, especially where fear and faith are concerned. You can have a guy who's totally conquered fear in one area of his life, but sweats something else going on over here. Therefore, you know, it's still at work. But little by little, we're working through these things. But I would say for me in my life, I can think of a couple of different occasions. One, several years ago, one of the last times I just got real sick, there was a day that I spent in the house by myself. In other words, mom and dad weren't there that day. It was me there alone. And something happened to me that day when I decided to throw off those covers and get up and walk around that day by faith and claiming my victory. I recognized that something was going on in me, and I could see, just like we were talking about yesterday, not looking at what's temporary, seeing what's eternal. I could see into eternity at that moment in time, because what was happening was I realized that the decisions and the words that I was saying that day was not only affecting me. Now, this is years ago. I was a late teenager. I saw that day my life as a married man, as a father, a grandfather, a pastor of a church, something. That I wasn't then and there. I was just a single guy. But I saw that what was happening, the victory that was taking place that day, was plowing ground for me. And that was something I can go back to that day, and I'll never go beyond that again. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'll never back up.
Yeah,
that's my place I start from now. And it's only going up and up and up since then. And that happens. And I'd say now I'm married to Sarah and we're walking this thing out together. And we ain't living with mom and dad. You know, we're not at your house bunking up. We're in our home. And we're believing God for the stuff that we deal with. And we're believing God for the needs in our own life. And greater than that, this is what's blessing me about her and our relationship. The greatest need we have in our lives is seed. We are before the Lord all the time. We want seed to sow. And that has become, it's gone from me sitting in a convention listening to Pawpaw preach it to she and I preaching it to each other.
Yeah.
And we value. It's so dear to us. It's so valuable to us because we've heard it. We determined to live it. We applied it and we saw the result. And when that process happens in somebody's life, it becomes undeniable. There's no more questioning. There's no more doubt. Does this really work? It's like you always say, you've come too late for me.
Yeah.
And it's a determination. Yeah. And it is something we've seen happen in our lives over and over. And this is where I wanted to come this week, to this day, this Friday broadcast, where we can take everything we've listened to and heard over the last week. And if you haven't, go back and listen to it. You need to hear it. And it's the decision that this way of life is valuable. And it's worth something to me. Jesus, in his ministry and in some of the parables that he told, he illustrated it like this. He said there was a man working in a field. And he discovered hidden treasure hidden in that field. And for the joy over it, went and sold everything that he had to buy that field. He hid that, he found that treasure, dug a hole, hid it in that field, sold everything that he had to buy that field. Why? Because of the treasure that was hidden underneath. Now, you or me or anybody else goes walking by, we see a patch of grass and this guy standing there flipping out over it saying, I just sold everything I had. I just got rid of everything. What for? This patch of grass. That makes sense to us, but he's looking at what's underneath. It's valuable. Now, clearly, this is the Lord talking to us saying, I see what's underneath. It's valuable to me, and I gave everything that I had to get it. But this is, Jesus said, this is the kingdom of heaven.
Oh, he did.
This is our approach. This is me saying, this is valuable. Any earthly thing I have, I'd gladly sell or get rid of if it meant having this. And it's the determination that this life of faith.
This will get back all of the
absolutely.
Other stuff. You get rid of this, you get rid of everything too. But if you keep this, they can't anybody steal it from you fast enough to take it away from you, because this just keeps producing.
And that's my question for this audience today. What's valuable to you? What do you value? What's it worth to you? And in the book of Genesis, I think this is a good example of this. In Genesis chapter 5, look at verse 27. It's talking about Jacob and Esau. And this is, in verse 27, it says, the boys grew. Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field. Jacob was a mild man dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game. But Rebekah loved Jacob. Verse 29. Now Jacob cooked a stew And Esau came in from the field, and he was weary. Esau said to Jacob, please feed me with that same red stew, for I am weary. Therefore his name was called Edom, verse 31. But Jacob said, sell me your birthright, or the blessing.
Yeah.
As of this day, Esau said, look, I'm about to die. So what is this birthright to me? Then Jacob said, swear to me as of this day. So he swore to him, sold his birthright to Jacob. And Jacob gave Esau bread and stew of lentils. Then he ate and drank, arose, went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright.
Now, what is the word despise there? In English, we think about hatred. Despise, but
yeah.
But that's a different word that was translated, despise.
We've come to learn that it just simply means to esteem it lightly.
He gave no, didn't mean just a thing in the world. He just turned around and walked off and never gave it another thought.
And he came to his brother and said,
my goodness,
I'm about to die.
Now, and he wasn't.
He wasn't about to die.
He wasn't even close to dying.
I studied some of this, and you find out the body can go weeks without food. He's not about to die. But he was hungry. Okay. He allowed his flesh to dictate to him what was valuable. And he valued it. And through what the Lord's talking to you about and what you're talking to us about and this blessing, this whole thing is the blessing. Yeah. The spirit of faith that you put that on, and that's the blessing at work. And you got and everything that flows out of that, this just package and this picture of the blessing. He valued more a bowl of soup right then and there, the demand of his flesh, above the blessing.
Now, that wasn't the first day he heard about the blessing. He'd been hearing about it all of his life. Because that was one of the requirements that you teach your children.
Yeah.
And he was just, he's not very far removed from Abraham here.
Yeah. In all of this, it has to come to the point where we value God and His Word and the blessing at work in our lives above anything and everything.
Even your own life.
It's valuable, yeah, precious.
Valuable.
And what I want to get to and really hear from you, I've been looking forward to this day all week long and in my preparation, my study. I've had this in my heart coming up to this. All week we've been talking about the how-tos of this thing. Not just preaching about faith, but how do you do it? What do you say? What do you say at pressure? Well, you say, none of these things move me. What do? You run to the Word of God. You put a plaque in your garage so that you see it when you're coming and when you're going. Mm-hmm. Where this blessing is concerned, Papa, now I was counting it up the other day. I think I've been in, I think, no less than 10 sermons, services over the course of the last couple of years and listening to you preach about the blessing and watching this build layer upon layer and what the Lord's teaching you in it. When you preach that, what do you want me as a congregation member to get out of my seat and walk out the church that day? What is it I can do to begin to apply that right away in my mm-hmm. life? Mm-hmm. Because what I'm doing right now, and I'm learning about it, and I'm hearing you talk about it, and we're going back to Genesis, and then we're seeing the life of Jesus, and he's fulfilling the blessing of Abraham, and that was when God ceased from his works and the blessings at work. And what I want to know is, in the middle of talking about this, how do we apply our faith? How do we live by the spirit of faith? How do we walk one step at a time by faith? What I want to know from you, and what I want this listening audience and viewing audience to see and hear, is how do we walk out the blessing?
That,
we value it. How do we apply it?
My first thought about it, the thing that comes up in my thinking every day, how important is this to God? Mm-hmm. How valuable is this blessing and what he said to Adam in the garden, be fruitful, multiply, fill up the earth and subdue it and have dominion over it. How important is that to God? Well, the first place that it struck me with such force, it's over 40 years ago. I was a student at Oral Roberts University. I was just hearing Brother Hagin teach on this and preach on the blessing of Abraham. And when I heard it that day, I realized how important this thing was to God. Because listen to what he said. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Now, in the King James Version, Jeremy, there's a punctuation mark there, a colon, the two little dots, which means so, S-O. Mm-hmm. Now, other translations put the word so in there. Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles or come on the nations, or that the blessing of Abraham might come on all the rest of us through Christ Jesus. Now, that says right there that Christ was made a curse for us. He went to the cross so that the blessing of Abraham might come on me. Now, that's how important that was to God. Well, if it's that big with him, then it's going to have to be big with me. And then over a period of 41 years, I've been watching this thing develop over a period of time, where I began to realize, and it boils down to this simple. I'm not blessed because I'm rich. I'm rich because I'm blessed. I'm not blessed because I'm saved. I'm saved because I'm blessed. The blessing was first. And when it comes first, see, Proverbs 10 says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he had no sorrow with it. It maketh. Big statement. The blessing maketh. The blessing, in other words, I didn't get rich. Oh, now I'm blessed because I'm rich. No, no. The blessing of the Lord. You remember when Moses was talking to the nation of Israel and he said, and God was literally saying to them, when you live in goodly houses you didn't build, and when you're drinking out of wells you didn't dig, don't you forget God in this. You didn't mean because you're so sharp. Remember, it is God that gave you the power to get wealth. Well, now, there it is again. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. All of this stuff that came up, you know, some months ago over this Senate investigation and all that kind of thing. And there was one commentator that said this, and it really struck me. He said, look, these guys didn't start preaching this to get money. They preached this when they were poor. If you were to take away everything they've got and put them in jail, this is what they'll preach when they go to jail. This is a life commitment to this. This is not some religious idea that somebody's whipped up here. And it's so important to God. That's what makes it important to me. So that the blessing might come. Mm-hmm. Well, then he said, the scripture foreseeing that God would make righteous the heathen through faith, preached the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. Now that's what God preached. And I began to look at that, and I began to meditate on that day after day, and just digging around in my spirit and in the spirit of God over this. God preached the gospel. Well, I thought salvation was the gospel. It is. It's part of the blessing. I thought healing was the gospel. It is. It's part of the blessing. I thought the blood that wiped out our sin was the gospel. It is. It's part of the blessing. All of that put together. Well, you said it earlier. All of it together is the blessing. And when I realized, let me see you watch. When I realized that if I was going to become a watchmaker, I need to learn every piece in that watch before I can ever make a watch. I got to learn what the stem is, the hour hand is, the minute hand is, the second hand. I got to learn what the face is and all them little wheels that are in there going around and around and doing all that thing. But now look at this. That stem, that wind-up stem right there, that's not the watch. It's part of the watch. Mm-hmm. The hour hand is not the watch. It's part of the watch. You can't have a watch without it. Right. But it's not the watch. You put them all together, it becomes the watch. Healing is not the gospel. It's part of the gospel. Salvation is not the gospel. It's part of the gospel. You put salvation, healing, deliverance, spiritual prosperity, physical prosperity, mental prosperity, financial prosperity, family prosperity. All of these things put together are the blessing. The blessing of the Lord. When I realized how important that thing was to God, that He was willing to do everything that He has done to get this thing back, that was the first step towards giving this the esteem that it deserves. I began to realize, you know, I'm a rich man. Jeremy, at the moment I realized that, I did not have one penny to my name. I was flat broke when the revelation of that hit me, 1967. And I thought, I just now found out I'm a rich man. The blessing of Abraham is mine. This ain't nothing but a matter of time. And I saw myself in this from that day till this. Never occurred to me it wouldn't work. That's the Word of God. Over a period of years, my esteem for it continued to grow. I began to walk around my little bedroom there in that little bitty house we were living in. I walked around that room. I thought, this doesn't contain the Word of God. This is the Word of God. This is just as much a manifestation of God in the earth as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. I began to practice highly esteeming His Word. Not the religion that's been made out of it. The Word of the living God becomes faith in the heart of a believer that makes the decision. That's the truth, and I can believe it. Now, when you do that and you practice that step by step, it grows to the point where if God says, love your neighbor as yourself, then that's what I'm going to do. And don't make any difference whether I can or I can't. That's what I'm going to do. I'll spend the rest of my life doing that. I preach the Word. That's what I do. I'm a preacher of the Word. That's what I'm called to do. So I preach the Word in season. I preach the Word out of season. I preach the Word when I've got it. I preach the Word when I don't have it. I preach the Word when it's hot. I preach the Word when it's cold. If they put me in jail, so I preach the Word over there. That's what I do. I preach the Word. One of these days, I'm going to heaven. When I get there, if they let me, I'm going to preach the Word. You know, that's my present. It's my future. But that didn't come in a moment's time, but it started in a moment. It started back there 41 years ago in that little back bedroom in that little shotgun house when the blessing of Abraham is mine, and that's the reason Jesus went to the cross. And over 41 years, it's become the most precious thing in my life, in glorious life. And as it has done so, now it's taken seed in your life, and we're out of time. And Jeremy and I'll be back in just a moment.
Jump into faith, hope, and love at the 2008 Southwest Believers Convention, August 4th through 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar. Special services also include Super Kid Academy for ages 6 through 12 and 1440 for junior high and high school. Call 800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.
God instructed us on this broadcast years ago that each Friday should be offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Now, his reason for this was in Galatians chapter 6, don't be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, he started that by saying, let him that's taught in the word, the King James uses the word communicate. Communication is both ways. Mm-hmm. Or you could use this word. Let him that's taught in the word respond to him that taught it to him. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of his flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Now, how in the world does that tie in with respond to something somebody that preaches, that's been preached? Well, if you respond to that person that taught and to what was being taught, it's inside you now. You heard all this for a week. But when you act on it and you respond by sowing seed back into that ministry and back into the Word in appreciation. Now, see, this just ties directly in how much do you esteem this? What's it worth to you? We're not putting a monetary value on it. Don't misunderstand that. I would never attempt to do that. But what we are saying here, I've done this so many times, thousands of times over the years. The Word just blessed me. Oh, Jesus, I want to sow into this man or this woman's ministry. This has blessed me so. Well, now, what have I done? I have responded to what they taught, so I sow back into their life and their ministry. You will reap Zoe, the life of God. Now, that word that's in you, you begin to reap the life out of it. And so, you said something, Jeremy, right? And this just as we, during the break there, you said this to me. Jeremy said, you know, I believe that's what pressure does. Pressure reveals your level of commitment. It reveals what's precious to you and what isn't. You get under pressure, boy, you'll try to save the thing that's most precious to you. Well, once you begin to get into the Word, you begin to realize that this is my life, man. This is my... Gloria knows that Jesus is first in my life. I know that Jesus is first in her life. And because He's first in each one of us lives, our lives are far more sweeter together than they ever would have been if that wasn't true. My goodness, we're out of time. Jeremy, God bless you. Thank you, man. Those of you that are giving outside the United States, your offering will stay in the area where you are. God bless you. We'll see you next time. Remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help you grow in faith and encourage you with the love of God every day. For more information, visit our website at kcm.org.